and It's for Breakfast, all thanks to the Hospital Research Home Lottery Roo. Got a very, very special guest in the studio.
I haven't done a cartwheel for a while, Ditch, but I did one yesterday when I heard that Mitch McGovern had put pen to paper and signed for 3 years at the Adelaide Football Club. And I don't think it was just me. I think probably half of the Crow supporter base across South Australia would have been very rapt. And he does join us now in studio. Mitch McGovern, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Well done. Guys. Well done. What a big, big decision in your life. I mean, how old are you now?
22.
Yeah, it's a big, big call to have to make at the age of 22. How many months do you think this has been going on? How long have you deliberated for?
It's over 6 months. It would
really
have to be going through my head. I'm glad it's all done now.
Well, you said yesterday that you had a lot of other offers from a lot of other clubs. Are you happy to sort of share how it all unfolds for a lad at 22 years of age to make a decision to stay at Adelaide?
Yeah, most of it comes through my manager, thankfully. But I had quite a few offers interstate, not only back home, but also the eastern.
In Victoria?
Yeah, Victoria as well.
Sneaky buggers.
Yeah, they popped up on the radar a bit. And just made everything a bit more of a headache for me. So I had options everywhere. But thankfully, I'm at one of the greatest clubs, I think, in the AFL. And the culture that we have at the Adelaide Crows is fantastic, and I wouldn't want to leave.
So that's why you signed in. And obviously, there's always more money to go to another club. The clubs have to pay more to try and get players out of a club. So you've knocked back money to stay at Adelaide because of the culture and what success, I take it? Or did you have other offers from successful clubs?
I also had other offers from successful clubs, but I think the trademark and what Adelaide lives for and stands for is what I want to be a part of going forward.
Good on you. Good sign. You made the right decision for all the right reasons.
But a tough decision. Imagine a 22-year-old lad potentially knocking back 50, 100, 200, 250, 300,000 a year. It's a very, very tough decision for any kid to make. You've got lads that are in that age bracket.
Yep.
It wouldn't be easy.
So what about your family? Your brother's playing great football at West Coast. Gee, that had to have gone through your mind many, many times that you could line up next to your brother and have mum and dad in the stands watching.
Yeah, I think that was one of the hardest decisions that came down to.
Yep.
Family's a huge... They're really, really important to me. My brother and I were really close when we were young, and they had a big influence on my decision. But in the end, Mum and Dad and Jez, they're just happy when I'm happiest.
So. But was he ringing, saying, come and play with me, come over here? Was he getting into you?
No, he left it to me. He obviously did entice me a little bit to come home and pumped up West Coast. how good they are.
Bit hard to pump up with him at the moment.
Yeah. Well, they pumped us on the weekend.
So. Gee, didn't he play a great game? He took so many marks on the weekend. I mean, your marking ability, both of you, very, very good. But, gee, he was outstanding.
Yeah, he was very good on the weekend.
Yeah.
You got close to him, too, at one stage. You were standing the mark. How does it feel being out on an AFL over? I actually said it when we were watching. I said, it must be weird to have your brother on the opposition of in the AFL when you're growing up kicking the ball to each other as kids in the backyard.
Yeah, well, have you ever been nervous for games, Roos?
Nervous? Yeah, I used to get nervous every game, no worry.
Well, for some reason, I never get nervous for any game of football.
Right.
Until it's against my brother.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know why. So,
well, big brothers are intimidating.
Yeah. Did he say much to you out on the ground?
No, we don't talk out on the ground unless we maybe get 5 or so minutes that we can chat. Look, with the score review that we had, we just had a little chat. And I just asked him about his weight issues, how he's going. So.
Now, tell us about your childhood. You had an interesting upbringing.
Yeah, we spent a few years up Central Desert in the north, West Australia. Grew up in a community called Warburton.
Yep.
My brother and I were the only two white children in the community.
Wow.
So we were quite close when we were younger.
Yep.
And spent a lot of time together and bonded quite well. So
your dad, your father, which I only just learned, I remember him now, but played for Fremantle back in the 90s, Andrew McGovern. So he went up there to work.
Yep. So he was a sports director up there in Warburton. So the whole family shifted from Perth when dad retired from Freo. Went straight up there and sort of copped a bit of a reality check with how they live up there and what goes on.
So, was there any footy there?
Yeah, there was footy, yeah. Yep. That was one of their main sports. That's why Dad moved up there. There was nothing on grass, though. It was all on red dirt, barefoot. So,
gee.
Yeah, we learned a few things off the way that the Indigenous players play and the things that they sort of bring to our game.
Yep.
Well, you certainly can take a few hangers and do those sort of things. I love watching the Indigenous boys. So we've got a big game coming up Thursday night. What about yesterday? The great news of you re-signing, but also the negative news on Saloni. what's going on down there? We've had Eddie Betts and Sloaney. Is it what are we eating? What are we doing down there that's causing it? This is highly unusual.
Yeah, it is quite unusual. There must be something in the air at the footy club because Dougie had one last year as well.
He did.
3 and 2 years. Yeah, 3 and 2 years. A bit unheard of, but no, I'm sure Sloaney will be fine. We've heard good news so far, and Sloaney is Sloaney, so for me, I'm quite optimistic and I reckon he will play. So.
Looking forward to playing finals. Obviously, everyone does, but this is a huge opportunity for Adelaide. If you can win that first final, have another week off and get into a prelim.
Yeah, huge opportunity for us, and I think that's what Pikey sort of reiterated to us after the loss on the weekend, that we've put ourselves in this position, so we shouldn't be exactly down from the weekend, but no. We should be looking forward to what lies ahead.
Now, Mel, can we relive that Collingwood moment again, please, with Mick? I want to have a listen to this again.
12 seconds.
12 seconds. He goes inside 50, a mark, and a goal for a draw.
McGovern!
McGovern's taken!
800,000!
Siren is gone!
Can only be
McGovern
a
will have a shot from 30 directly in front. He leans back on it. He's kicked it. Incredible game. Incredible finish.
Great highlight. Now, you said you don't get nervous. Tell us about that moment.
Good question.
Yeah, no, I was pretty calm with that one. Now, I've been doing a fair bit of work off-field with my goal kicking. As soon as I took that mark, I was...
Reset?
Yeah, pretty pumped for it. I was just a bit flat. Like, if you watch the footage, I tried sprinting off the mark.
You
hoping I got enough time for the win. As soon as I heard the siren go, it was a bit flattening that we couldn't win, but went back, and luckily I kept me nerves.
It's one of those dream things, isn't it? We all, you know, when we're all kids in the backyard, the siren's gone and we want to kick the winning goal. I mean, that was to draw a game, but it's quite similar.
Yeah, quite similar. Jez and I were in the backyard. That's all I can remember. He's taking hangers and kicking goals after the siren. So,
yep. Oh, we might have to get him over to play for Adelaide. He's a free agent next year. Thanks for joining us, Mitch. All the
well
best
done.
In the finals. Congratulations on signing on. You've made a lot of Adelaide supporters very, very happy. All the best in the finals.
Thanks very much. Cheers, guys.
Good on you. Mitch McGovern, our special guest, Ruined It here on Triple M.